obviously with the hamstring, we were taking it day by day. I got out here today, I felt really good. Felt no pain at all. I felt like I was back to myself. So just got to continuously, you know, get better.
Malik, talk a little about having the kind of coaches behind you in the situation where they're kind of forcing you guys to take it slow. And
yeah.
That kind of helps.
Well, the thing is, you know, obviously with a new coaching staff, you know, we're getting to try to know each other. And, you know, Kubiak is one of those guys that he's pretty much saying, hey, look, take your time. You know, if you're hurt, you're hurt. And we don't want to rush back. You know, obviously it's still a preseason. I'm not saying that it's not important because it's definitely important for me. I want to be out there. I want to be able to make plays. So when I enter a regular season, I'll be ready. But still, I don't want to go out there and be playing hurt. So that was the biggest challenge of, you know, just making sure that I come back at the correct time.
Contrast from last year when you felt like you were going to blow out.
Yeah.
Felt like you kind of got forced into a little early?
Nah, last year I didn't feel like I got forced into it either. You know, they gave me like a week and a half.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was the same thing. So, you know.
What is it like with the team huddling now? I know you guys did like a 2-minute deal. You might huddle, but how is it different having a huddle?
Well, I mean, it's different because last year I feel like the first 8 games we were a no-huddle team. But, you know, after week 8 or week 10, we started huddling up also. We started running the football. You know, we started to get into more December, November-type football, which the weather is bad. You got, you know, snow and stuff like that. So we started running the football. So the transition of that made this transition even easier. So, I mean, I'm looking forward to it. I think that, you know, the people of Denver and the Broncos fans are going to be excited about this new offense, and I'm excited to just, you know, show them on Friday.
Do you ever find it funny when kids that get drafted and say they've never been in a huddle?
Yeah, you know, that's the way that football is starting to go. You know,
yeah.
It's one of those no huddle, hurry up, throw the football for 500 yards a game, score a lot of points. And that's the direction that it's going. And, you know, obviously, you know, with Seattle and all these other different teams that's winning the Super Bowl, it shows that if you run the football and you you base it off a play-action type, that you can have success with that also. So hopefully we will this year.
With the offensive line so young, until they kind of come together, do you have to kind of assume that the ball might be coming a little quicker than normal?
No, I got complete faith in those guys. You know, obviously they're young, but still, they're out here holding their own, and I know Peyton's going to have those guys, and he's going to hold them accountable. I haven't seen, you know, any setbacks from the offensive line. I got complete faith in those guys, and I know Peyton does too.
How's Peyton looking? Healthier, quicker?
Oh, man, he's looking really good. I mean, you want to talk about a guy that I don't feel like he's lost a step. I asked him the other day, you know, he doesn't wear the glove. And I told him, man, your arm's a lot stronger, you know, without the glove. And that's pretty impressive. You know, I could tell that he's been putting a lot of work in the offseason.
We were talking to some of the alumni. I think the word that stuck out was they called camp a country club for you guys these days. Does it feel like, I mean, you don't know, did you hear from any of the old guys?
Country club in terms of?
Compared to their camps.
Oh, I mean, Kubiak is last night in team meeting pretty much told the vets that we didn't have to stay in a hotel, and everyone starts screaming, "We love you, we love you." You know, man, he's been really good to us, man, and everybody's feeling good. And, you know, I'm excited to see the test that we have in front of us on Friday.
What does Peyton look like when he rolls out to you? He played with a very mobile.
He looks like Peyton.
People said he couldn't do it. What do you see?
I mean, I haven't seen anything. You know, obviously, I feel like he can make every single throw. He can – anything in his offense that they want him to do, I feel like he can do it and be the best at doing it. So.